Hello and welcome back to Switch the Ball. We're back today with our 15th episode. And as always, joined with Paul McKay. How are we, mate?
Waiting for my Mango Loco to kick in.
Your Mango Loco?
Let's just take
mate, I think we should swap next week, by the way. You go for the big red bull and I'll go for... I'm going to get the mango one, I'll get the original one. That's what we'll do.
You always come on here and go, oh, that tastes like ass, and you continue to
buy it. We'll have a wee taste test. Hold on. 7 out of 10, I'll give that. Doesn't taste ass this week, so that's a good start, isn't it? But it's been happening, mate. Fuck all, as usual, probably. Bored at your pits.
I bored at my
mate. Yeah, I've not had a bevy in about... That'll be 5 weeks this weekend, man. I'm choking for one. Absolutely choking for it.
I've not had one since Saturday. Not Friday.
This is a couple of days then.
Fuck all else today, but I started watching The Office. You seen The Office?
No, because I mean Murray said they'll need about watching it. US one. But
it's quite good.
That's not the one with Ricky Gervais, isn't it? That's a UK one, isn't it?
It's a UK one, but he still produces it.
I don't know if I'm a fan of big Ricky Gervais.
He's no one, though.
I know, but see, just him as a character. Not for me.
I feel there's 3 weeks to Line of Duty.
We talk about this every week, didn't we, man?
Is it 2 weeks? 2 weeks on Sunday?
It will be, because it's a very old film. I won't be drinking till 55, mate. You will be drinking as well, won't you?
Do you mean one?
Oh, that part of it. It's your first ever title.
Shut the fuck up, man.
But we'll dive straight into it. Gonna start with the Premier League. And seeing as you messaged me about this today, another Big Six game, in quotation mark, Super Sunday, ended 0-0, Chelsea versus United. I actually feel depressed even saying that, man.
Terrible. Why the fuck have Premier League got all these rights? I'm not being funny, like, this season has been shite.
Aye. To be fair, we've had some... wild results.
Aye.
But mate, can you actually remember last time
about the big games? Think of all these now.
I was gonna say, can you actually mind a time like in like recent years where every Big Six game was like class?
No.
I can mate, see like back like kinda 2010s just before that, I can never mind like top four games being that shite.
Nah. They're just terrible, man. It's actually getting to the point where you're like, isn't it?
Mate, they should fucking give all the TV money to Scottish football. I need to have a real laugh. Big David Martindale streaming in the shout, man.
Exactly.
Get some characters. But did you see the Hudson-Odoi handball? Did you see it? Oh, VAR again, mate.
Oh, wait, I did see it. Mate, my memory is so bad.
Oh, mate, can't be as bad as my film, man. I'll remember because I watched it.
Do you know how bad it is? Earlier on in the shower, I washed my hair literally about 2-3 minutes
Where's
later.
Where's this going, mate?
I don't worry about it. I was like, wash my hair now, about 2-3 minutes later, I was like, did I wash my hair?
Oh,
I was actually like, nah, did I? Mate, genuinely 2 minutes after
I was so bad for it. Like, I'll go downstairs for, say, like a glass of water or something, right? And I'll talk to somebody for about 10 seconds. I'll go back upstairs and I'm like, where's my water? And I'll be like, I've not got it. But I'll go back down, and by the time I get downstairs, I'm like, what have I came down here for? It's so bad.
Honestly,
25 years old. Brains like mush.
Mine has been terrible since school. I mean, are we off track here? I was running about right before school. And I was trying to put my... I had gloves on, right? And I was running about and I was holding my glove, man. Where the fuck is my glove? You're running about like that. Where the fuck? I mean, I was late for this. Genuinely about 10, 15 minutes later, literally on my horn, I was like, are you kidding me?
No, the worst ones, you're like, where's my phone? And you're fucking sitting grip that one. Total faddies.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Ah, caps to so, mate. Aye, but the handball, mate, like, see when I first watched, I did think it was Greenwood, it was a handball, because all the Chelsea players put their horn up thinking he'd handballed it, but when you watch it back, it's the rules now. Like, he's basically fucking hit him in the knuckles. How's that went to VAR and they've still decided that that's not a penalty? Like, mate, see this, did you see that video on Twitter about the Australian referee? Why can that not happen in England?
I know.
Maybe no Scotland, because I think it would just rip the arse. You just get slaughtered.
Just be like constant points on the way.
But like, it's the fact that they don't explain it.
I know.
And I'm like, I would love to know what whoever's sitting in that room at Stockley Park or something, like, how they've actually came to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly, obviously, if you watched it in real time, you wouldn't be able to tell, but watching it back, how's he not even...
It makes it a bit...
He didn't even review it. He didn't even go... That's what the fucking screens are there for.
I know. It humanises the refs a wee bit. I know, like, you can... If you can hear them talking it through,
aye,
then it makes, like...
Do you know what I think now as well?
You could probably be more sympathetic.
Seeing it goes to that, I think, seeing the past couple of weeks, I think refs are almost trying to be... act pure bold and saying, nah, we're not going with her.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I'm like, oh, this is just...
It just doesn't work.
It's a fucking
work.
Joke, man.
It doesn't work the way it should. They really need to...
But obviously, Bruno Fernandes quiet again.
Fernandes.
Michael will be loving this. Even I've said Fernandes quiet, he's like, yes! Come
well,
on, man.
People quite rightly...
The big six games, mate, is not really...
People quite rightly point out that it doesn't tend to turn up in those games, but is he maybe just coming against players that just mark him at the game?
He should surely still have...
You think?
...be able to...
Penandes.
Because, mate, see if you're man-marking somebody, see if a guy's just running about all the time, you're going, oh, fuck's sake.
See, I've been part of Song Den at Pirlo, I saw that the other day.
Aye, Pirlo marked him at the game, man. That would do your nothing, but, man, like, somebody, like, right up your ass.
Can he fuck off?
But, mate, I think, like, obviously, nobody's denying Fernandes is fucking world-class, but that's another big six game where he's just no... I think the one I can remember, the Liverpool game as well, didn't he turn up?
He does have that lingering over his head, but one of these days he's going to turn up and score a hat trick or something.
He's a right huffy bastard, I know, man.
I know.
I think Kante got the ball pure cleanly. He's fucking rolling about, like, waving his scones about in there, Matt. Get up, you fucker. But as well, I think, obviously, United were sitting top at one point this season. I think since they went top, mate, they've fucking drew so many games. To me, I don't think it. They just don't seem to believe in themselves, United.
Mm.
I think when Solskjaer got asked the question when they're top, or just behind top, he was like, nah, we're no title challengers, I'm like,
oh, come on.
Grow up.
Grow up.
Like, why not have a bit of belief in yourself?
I know. I'm not convinced by him. I'm not convinced.
How long do you give him? But man, I don't think he should have been there.
Nah.
He shouldn't be here than now, but much longer do you give him?
And I keep saying it, there may be a player or two away for.
I defend. Really strong, mate, really I'm not having Martial new, man.
No,
fucking
they need a striker. Hell.
Cavani's
their
buttman. Like, Cavani should surely be...
You think so?
Starting all the time
he's scoring. You think, but... I still think they're just a player or two away. And I think they need...
I think their fans need to calm it a wee bit, man, because when they fucking get top of the league, they were all fucking buzzing. And when they were talking about fucking PSG, they're like, oh, they're going to go into Europa League, and it came back to biting their arse. I'm like, yous are getting... far too carried away after a couple of games, man.
Aye.
If you date for a season and you're up at the top two with about 3-4 games to go, I can understand that, but
they no draw on that in each again the other night. Was it they've had 2-0 now in a row, ain't they?
Chelsea and I mean that's what I say about my memory, man. Fucking
Crystal Palace.
Palace last night.
Aye.
Because I think Gary Neville said it was... Mate, this is what I didn't... I think Neville said after the Chelsea United game, he went, it wasn't really that bad a game. Like, both teams were kind of going for it. Which, if you watch the highlights, you maybe understand it, but a 0-0 team is born.
Aye.
Then if you draw with Palace, that's fucking...
I know, that's bad.
That's even worse.
That is bad.
Like, they've dropped, what, 4 points in a week, and they've got City on Sunday. Like, if they'd picked up 2 wins and beat City... You can maybe I've been like maybe a chance, but they've not for me.
He's going to touch City now.
Well, I think we obviously said before, like, we thought maybe Fernandes player of the year, but Jinky, given his form recently,
who else would you put
Ruben
up there?
Ruben Diaz probably it's got to be, I'd say.
Maybe,
because I don't think anybody else has really stood out this year. De Bruyne's obviously been out injured.
Gundogan's having a good,
this might be because of John Stones
could be up there. It's quite probably.
It's got to be a City player
or a standout for
elsewhere.
Well,
I don't think anybody else has stood it in like all the other teams.
No.
But aye, fucking disappointing. Oh, Super Sunday game and it's 0-0.
Honestly, terrible.
But fucking the highlights I did enjoy watching. Spurs 4, Burnley 0. Bale on form again, 2 goals and an assist. Did you see it? Did you see the highlights?
Aye.
Mate, see, you actually watched him, he actually looked back to like that player you kind of recognise as before.
Same
with... Because, mate, he was all... I think when he was looking to dart in behind. Maybe, obviously, he has lost a yard of pace, but he still looked quick. Then, I think his ball for Kane's goal.
nice one.
Mate, he was pure off balance, mate. He still zinged it straight, and I'm like, pff. Then obviously Angie's first goal was a bit of just a tap in, but his second goal, as soon as it came to him on the right hand side, mate, you know he's cutting in the left.
Aye,
there was no chance he was going down right, mate. But mate, it was the power and the whip on it. A wee bit of whip.
It was nice, mate.
Ah, was
going to Europa League was nice,
I know. I thought they would have started Ali as well. I was a bit surprised.
He done well in the Europa game.
Aye. That's what I don't get. Like, fucking just start both of them. Like, Bale's just went and proved that he's still got it.
Yeah.
Ali was also doing Europa League, so. Where mate, and Dombley as well. See, when I was watching some highlights as well, mate, he still strolls it.
Aye. I've started Lucas ahead of.
I like Lucas, but. I think he does get a bit of criticism. It's, I would say, so there we go, there'll be Bell again. I think he does get criticism.
He scored,
didn't he?
I don't think he deserves criticism. I just think he's,
because you're looking at the Champions League run they went on.
Lucas was
Lucas, oh, scenes, mate. But what do you think is the realistic aim for them
this season?
Aye, because mate, if you looked at it, they're not that far. I know I'll probably come on to the race for the top four in a minute, but you surely would have to include them in it. If they get Bale playing like that every week. I know it was Burnley, no disrespect to Burnley.
They're 1-0 up and doing it.
Who's playing?
Let me check. I can't actually remember.
Don't you know they're playing, right?
Aye, they're playing right this side.
Oh, what, this second? Aye, but mate, I think if they.
Oh, wait, no, I'm talking shite.
Mate, the only thing I would say, Jink, maybe, you know how we were all talking about Son and Kane earlier on, seen Jink, they've maybe went after the boy a wee bit.
Or Fulham? Playing Fulham? Apparently.
1-0.
Aye.
Good on them.
Ali's starting.
Mate, that's what I mean, like, with Son, Ali, Bale, Kane, and Dombley, Højbjerg.
Yes.
Mate, see if you put that up against, see if they actually had a proper defence.
Mm-hmm.
They could take on MD.
I'm not having Dockery and I'm not having Davis.
I wouldn't be having MD in that back four.
Nah.
Lloris is suspect as well.
Nah.
But I can't imagine Spurs would be going out and splashing the cash to get big names.
Nah.
But mate, how many times have we said this season about the all these teams are good going forward but they're shit at the back?
I can't defend, I know. But well, we said that last week, didn't we? I've actually just sat and said I knew this for a podcast. I'm not even imagining what
you're fucking elaborate, man.
We said it last week, like there's no actual proper good, in my mind, defences out there right now that you think.
Probably City. Diaz and Stones, I'd probably say.
I don't know.
Really a leather
glove. I know Kaelin and fucking Bonucci are there.
I know, but you could probably say UV's defence right now is probably not the best.
No, I know, but I just mean like.
Aye,
they're the last defence I remember thinking, like, oh, proper defence.
I don't know. I honestly think they're. Only chance of the top four. Well, getting Champions League football is winning Europa League. I think that is only.
Which isn't unrealistic, I don't think.
Well, if you look at the draw they got, who was it? The Zagreb, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Get through that.
What happened in the League Cup? Have they played that?
Fuck me, I don't know.
What's it called?
Mate, that's pure weird you've said that, because I thought that was. I can remember sitting months ago saying, oh, that's coming up soon.
Aye.
But we're now in March.
Wait, we're at the final.
Aye, City and Spurs.
Aye.
Nah, that's no been, because nobody's won the cup yet.
Nah.
Mate, that's blowing my mind. I mind fucking sitting thinking about that.
City, Tottenham.
We've been pure waffle there.
25th of April, it is.
No.
Are they playing?
Mate, I'm sure they said that was meant to be happening.
Is the,
a lot earlier than that.
Is the FA Cup?
Aye, that'll be in like May, June.
Has that been played, the FA Cup? Aye. 25th of
May. Mate, I'm not having that. I'm sure they said that was meant to be months ago. Fucking liars. I don't see them win the League Cup. Europe, still Europe League for me. Can't see
it. It was pushed back in hope of increased attendance.
But so England can get fans in, but we can't. Fuck off, man.
You never know in these one-off games. Mourinho could pull out his arse.
Oh, she's part of the bus, isn't he, man? Part of fucking two double-deckers.
Especially against City, I don't mind that. And just see if he can nick some.
Well, they could easily hit the counter, man, so.
But I with that, right, so to get fucking back on track, that for their midfield onwards, that is a, I think that's a title winning side.
Aye.
It's been
Schoiberg, I think he is very underrated, man. You've got to have somebody in that midfield who's just got to be the pure dirty side of it, man.
Aye.
He'll just be like, do the dirty side, get in Don Boyle at him, do.
Fancy stuff, I know.
Aye.
No, I do like him. But yeah, not job.
They're not far off top four, but that'll lead us on to our next point. So, we've got the race for the top four, probably get that. Spurs, obviously, we mentioned there. West Ham, Chelsea, Liverpool, Everton. West Ham got a 2-1 away defeat to City at the weekend. I thought, see, watching that when it was 1-0, I thought West Ham should have had a go.
Mm-hmm.
I know teams are probably a bit like, oh fuck, if they then going to have a go, they're probably going to score. But I thought, what have you got to lose? Like, you've done well up to this point. Just fucking go and have a,
and just go for
have
it.
A go at them. Because if you come away and nick a 2-1 win, you're going to be sitting there like that fucking beauty.
Yeah.
I think Leicester are only about 5 points off third, I think. So
West Ham.
Aye. Mm-hmm. Can you see West Ham still staying in the top four for the full?
It's going to be a challenge, isn't it?
Aye.
No matter what happens, but like, fair play.
I think they should get Europe.
Aye.
But see, Jink, it's one of the ones, but see if they were to get Europe, we think that would be a distraction next season.
Possibly, see, because that
because all these English teams aren't they used to playing Thursday?
Nah, no.
Sunday? They fucking hate it.
They see it quite a lot.
They see the Europa League that'll be Diddy competition when it's fucking no, it's probably one of the best ones to win the world. So
it's hard. But are West Ham going to be in the top four? Probably no. I think City, United and Leicester, I think are pretty odds on for it.
Well,
for top four.
Leicester. Well, I'll come on to one of their results there. They obviously drew with Burnley last night. I don't know why with Rodgers, you just, this always seems to happen, man. Like, because you look at it before lockdown, mate, they were odds on to get maybe third and they dropped into fifth in the last game of the season and lost it to Champions League. That wouldn't surprise me with that team seeing that happen again.
I don't know.
I seen this point on Twitter. We'll just cover Leicester quickly. Do you think that's, I know obviously Leicester get put out the Europa League by Slavia Prague. Do you think that's the one thing that's maybe putting top teams off Rodgers, that he doesn't really date in Europe? Because mate, see, looking at that Slavia Prague game at Leicester near enough had a full strength team out.
Yeah.
And they're what, sitting third in the Premier League. They should be winning that. Is that maybe what goes against him? Because he obviously has a good manager. There's no disputing that.
I don't think there's anything going against him. I think his next job will be a top job.
But would that put, that's what I'm saying, would that put teams off? But because imagine a Chelsea, they obviously want to win Champions League, would that maybe put them off? Or is it a case he's going to be working with better players than what he is?
I don't think that would put, that it would maybe be like a wee blip against him, but I don't think it'd be enough to go,
oh, nah, we're not getting him.
Because I think all the good work he does outweighs kind of that stuff. I think they will. I think City, United and Leicester are, I think that's your top three.
Aye. Well, coming to another couple of teams, so we've also got Liverpool. They won 2-0 away at Sheffield United on Sunday night. If it wasn't for Ramsdale, it would have been about 5 or 6.
McBurnley started, didn't he?
Mate, he missed a good opportunity, man. I think it was at 1-0 and put it right past the post. I'm like,
I'm not being funny, right? He cannot go to the Euros.
Mate, we were all sitting there saying this, but I know we'll probably cover this a bit later. But McBurnie and Buck, if they get in that fucking squad, I would be so baffled, man.
But there is no justification for taking them. See if they were banging them in during the qualifiers, fair enough, they weren't.
No, but it's not even that. Like, see if they fitted into what Steve Clarke does. And they weren't doing it in the league, but they still fitted into what he does and maybe they came off the bench. I can maybe understand it, but I don't see how them two fit into a Steve Clarke team.
I just don't think there's any justification at all. I think you should look at fucking mate, Robinson at Livingston or anyone.
Mate, being a Sheffield United fan and that's your two strikers. Mate, Billy Sharp. The boy fucking scores goals for fun.
Brewster.
Oh, I mean, he must be feeling like a right sack, by the way.
That was a terrible move for him.
Mate, don't even play the type of football he wants to play.
Stupid. I think he'll still have a decent career, but
he just
needs out of there. But the only thing is, it just depends on United, aren't they going to recoup that money for him? So they'll...
I think they would get maybe about... I was going to say maybe about 10, but he's not played, so how can you...
That's half of what they paid them. So, it was a terrible, terrible move.
But I think that Sheffield United have said he won't be getting sacked regardless of whether they get relegated or not.
Fair dues, I think.
Which is quite odd to see, because normally whoever gets relegated gets sacked.
He won last night.
Oh, mate, that's what I meant to say. Yeah, I said I'd get the lowest points total in history in the fucking...
It's because you say that.
Oh, mate. That's a good result, but it's too little too late for me.
There's
no point in going and beating Aston Villa now.
I know.
Like, if you had these results at the start of the season, and you maybe wouldn't have been anywhere near what you are now.
They're terrible, but they deserve to go down. A couple of good players in there, but...
I just find it so weird how they go for that last season to this.
Maybe it's just come undone. Confidence, it could be it.
It's mental. But obviously, Liverpool get the... Curtis Jones, mate, he doesn't get enough credit for me. See, since he's come into that midfield, he's been... See what I said about Zinchenko, mate, steady Eddie. Doesn't he do anything bad? Doesn't do anything like pure out the world, but mate, he does the right things. Keeps it simple,
is
man.
Is he going to be there when I fully fit? Is he going to be starting 11?
Probably no. But it's not that he couldn't... He could come into the team and do a job, but... Mm-hmm. It's not one of these players like it would come in and you'd be like, oh, fuck, how's he actually fitting into this team?
See, players like that, I know he's doing alright now, but when you're fully fit, I'd like to see him go and play with a Palace or something.
Do you think so? I think he is good enough to play for Liverpool.
Look what Henderson done, but...
What do you mean in terms of that?
Well, he was playing about Sunderland.
Aye.
It wasn't a world beater, was he? And then,
aye, but he stood out in that Sunderland team because it was...
Well, that's what I mean. That's what Sunderland. Curtis Jones could do.
Because I wouldn't want him to go to... I think he is better in teams like that, but...
But in a Liverpool... But in and around a Liverpool squad?
No, I think he's better than, like, being at a Palace.
Aye, that's what I mean. Like, see these young players that get signed up to fucking mental contracts? Look at Chelsea and the amount of loan play. I hate that, like... Go and actually learn to play football somewhere. Look at Frimpong.
I always say it, mate. See if you're a young player, go to Germany or something. See if I had the opportunity, right, and it was, like, say, between England, Germany... Or something. Like, if you're a young boy, mate, go to Germany, mate, because I think you're not guaranteed to play, but you're going to get a better chance going there than. Mm-hmm.
But I think you need to feel like, look at Frimpong and you need to say, fair play, because he left City's academy. Whereas most of his pals probably stayed and thought, fuck it, we'll just stay here and.
Aye.
Like, oh, I'm a City player, kind of thing.
Aye.
He's came to Celtic, he's progressed, and now he's
playing fucking by Leverkusen.
One of the best teams in Germany, and he's a starter. So that's what I prefer to see young players doing. I know, again, we went off topic.
There's
there,
probably
funny,
one boy you see
Jones
that. I think he deserves more in his recent performance. He does deserve more.
I don't think he's a bad player. I just don't think he's.
Aye. I can see the point because if it's a fully fit midfield, he's not going to.
It'd
probably be Henderson, Fabinho, and.
Thiago,
probably. Wijnaldum, I think he's obviously going to leave in the summer, but. The boy, I kind of see that we Harvey Elliott coming back. Mm-hmm. I think, mate, that it's not a new signing, but I think that would be a new signing, something to freshen up the front three. I think I've seen a stat he's got.
Where is Blackburn?
In Grealish's best season in the Championship, Harvey Elliott's equaled the assists. He's only 17. But is he too young to maybe go in and do it?
I don't know. Well, if you're good enough, you're old enough.
That's true. But obviously, we've got a big game tonight, hopefully it's not an 0-0.
Mate, it's going to be terrible. Do you think this,
Liverpool Chelsea tonight we're talking about, do you think this could maybe go a long way to deciding who gets top 4 at the end too?
Could do, aye.
Thank you.
That's how you know it's odds on for a 0-0.
I honestly don't think it will be, purely because, see if this was at Stamford Bridge, I'd feel more confident getting a result, but see because of how bad it's been at Anfield this season, I cannot see that being 0-0. Now that I've said that, it probably will be 0-0, but... Given Liverpool's form, I can't see how maybe scoring that. I'd be interested to see
what's happening with
this Ben Davis? Right, he definitely was injured a couple of weeks ago because Klopp did come out and say he picked up an injury in training, but since he said that, I don't really know what's...
No.
For me, I hate to judge a boy straight away, but I'm not having Kabak.
I think he
looks so nervy in the ball, man. Like, see, he's a defender that will just come and clatter through the back instead of just stunning them and like standing you up, and I'm like, that'll maybe cause you, mate, 9-10 goals a season for doing that. And I'm like, fuck.
Ayer does it quite a lot. Just goes right into the back. But let's be honest, he wasn't a Klopp signing.
Like Ben Davies.
Aye, Klopp's maybe been like that. okay.
I, it was a panic buy, 100%.
But then Sheffield Davies or not, but surely he's looked at that and went, I'm not going to play in that team.
Mm.
But I'm just, I on the flip side, I can see massive opportunity. But could we, let's do it.
It's a weird one because it's like, you get a chance to sign you for the Premier League champions.
I know. Surely
triple
you
your money
know.
Probably right. The only reason I can think why is I think he maybe genuinely thought because of that many centre backs that I must have a chance here, and it's just
it can't it can't be doing it in training.
Or is it just that I think that would be a wee bit gutting to me, that the fact that Fabinho and Henderson are actually midfielders but they're looking better at the back.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, as you say, they must be doing something better in training than Davies, which is it's quite worrying. Like, but do you know the thing is, Liverpool sell him for good money. Cause see the guy that does the transfers, mate.
Mm.
Mate, you get a boy 12.5 million for Kevin Short. Do you know who Kevin Short is? Exactly, mate.
Well, hey,
20 million for Ivan Sutton, mate. He probably will get sold on for good money.
Let's be honest, but who's gonna what team's gonna go, oh, I will pay fucking 5 million for a boy that didn't play?
He'll play in the Premier League when he leaves Liverpool.
Think so?
Aye.
People
I haven't even watched him, but I can just see like Liverpool selling him and
people are still talking about him going to Celtic.
Right, I mean,
there's your lineup.
If you wanted to, who's playing?
I think it's just what you'd expect.
Carback, Fabinho. He's not even on the bench, is he, Davis?
No. Terrible. So who's at centre back then? Carback, Fabinho.
Fabinho's back. Aye, Henderson's at for 5 games.
Is he?
The fucking injuries, mate. Aye, but touching on obviously Liverpool Chelsea tonight, how do you think Chelsea will go for it?
Nah.
We took all now, or do you think they'll just kind of be a bit?
It's just, I'm just looking at their squad. Werner's starting.
Billy Gilmour now, bench.
Gilmour's not even on the bench.
Fucking joke.
I thought Giroud would have started.
Is your best player Mason Mount now? Mate, I've seen that links with Ziyech apparently moving away.
It's not.
Has he been that bad?
I wouldn't say he's been bad. I think they're playing.
They'll play a 4-3-3, I think.
No, they're playing 5, I think.
I'm surprised that, mate. I'm very, very surprised that they've no win.
Are they playing Chilwell on the wing?
It'll be a 3-5-2.
Aye.
Oh, I don't even know with Chelsea. But what I was going to say, I'm very surprised that they've no win. Giroud, he just bullied.
He started the last few games.
Aye, I'm very surprised at that. But also with Cardiff and Chelsea, Everton obviously got a 1-0 win. Hope me Southampton the other night. Out the Ank big Fraser Foster. I seen him get slotted. He came out and just like.
He tried to close the angle and he's been done that.
Like, wasn't anything bad. Southampton have had a fucking shocker, by the way. Like,
oh, Jesus.
They've had a badging. But out the three teams, Chelsea, Liverpool, Everton, who do you. Well, West Ham as well, because they're sitting fourth. Who's taking the final spot for you?
I'll
put my arse
in
the line, man. I honestly can't see Liverpool getting it, purely because of the home form. I don't know, I hate saying that, man, because obviously Liverpool are going to end up having to sell people if they don't, but the home form's fucking dreadful, man. Out them, I think probably Chelsea, I think, go get it.
Aye, maybe edge towards Chelsea, I know. I hope it's West Ham, but
it'd be nice to see somebody different in the top four.
I thought Arteta was going to turn things around at Arsenal, I know.
But mate, they're not that far off the top four either.
They're on 37.
Villa as well. Like, is it two? I know, prop is
West Ham.
Would you include them? But
West Ham are there with 45. Arsenal are in 10th on 37.
It's not really that.
They're slipping out a wee bit.
Mm. But that's a good thing. It's happening. It's no good. They're sitting 10th. But the fact that all the other teams are dropping points is maybe a bit. Arsenal, but they beat Leicester 3-1.
I know. They're weird. I think they're relying too much on individual players. Aye, Saka, Aubameyang.
Mate, I'm not. Aubameyang's went right after it. Mate, I'm not kidding. I'm not an Arsenal fan, but I think the only player that does it is Tierney.
Saka's good.
But to propel you into top four, is Saka going to.
I think he could, aye.
Do you think so?
I quite rate him. Aubameyang scored a couple of goals recently, I know. I think there's just. There's some.
It balls me talking about Arsenal. I feel bad saying that, but
not
actually.
It balls people.
Like,
listen.
Nah, I'm not having. But aye, for me, top four, I think Chelsea will just nick it. I think it will go down to the last couple of games of the season, but I can't see it.
See, be honest, mate, we'll sit here in a fortnight's time and we'll be like that. Aye, Liverpool are odds on for
fucking Villa will be like 1 point after top four or something, man.
You just don't know.
But United as well, what are they sitting on again?
They're 51, but
do you think they could have a danger trapped outside top four?
Aye, they could.
What,
top four, sorry.
Aye.
Nah. Maybe third or fourth, but I don't think they'll
talk about collapse. But I think the only other game we didn't cover in the midweek games was City 4, Wolves 1.
Just City then, mate.
What I said about West Ham the weekend, when it was 1-1 with Wolves, they didn't really have a go.
Nah.
I think teams are just scared to do that against City in case they...
But they were being held up until what, the last 10 minutes?
Aye. A big Adama Traore, his end product, man.
Zero goals and assists in 25 games, is it?
That's bad, isn't it?
It's terrible.
For a winger.
Really, really bad.
Like...
Does he get a wee, say, a wee bit overhyped just because he's stature?
He's pacing, he's fucking... Mm. He loves that baby oil, man.
I know.
Probably fucking beefs in that shit, man.
I wouldn't know what to come up against him.
Oh, no, you know you're getting done for pace, man.
And strength.
He probably doesn't even need to put his hand on, he just fuck off, man.
Just shrug off.
Bounce off, man. I mean, that was the Premier League.
What do you think of the Premier League overall this year?
Shite. It's been a bit disappointing. I know there's been pure Villa 7, Liverpool 2, like, there's been results there. Old Trafford, United 1, Spurs 6. There's been results like you're like, what the fuck, that wouldn't happen in a... I say a normal season, but it's still a season's a season, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
These fucking results shouldn't be happening. But it has been a bit underwhelming. Do you think it'll go back to... Because I think I was watching Sky, they were saying... I think Neville was saying, I think because we're getting to this point in the season where... The season we're in, like COVID and all that, people are just running out of legs. I don't know if I accept that.
Nah, I'm not buying that.
I think that's a pure easy copy.
That is, I'm not buying that.
A professional football player should still be able to...
Exactly.
Two games a week.
Nah, I'm not having that.
Nah. But I think it's been a disappointment for me this season.
It has. I was a wee bit excited a few months ago, but now we talk about it, I'm like, ugh.
I think it's for me, because probably... Jink, it's because one team is, for the past, maybe... Liverpool last season, City this season, the season before that, Liverpool and City, I think it's because one or two teams, it's always constantly them running away with it, and it's not really kind of...
I just don't think there's any...
excitement about it.
There's just no, like... And there's no... There's no, in my mind, like, an Mbappe or a Haaland. There's nothing really to get you...
It feels as if we need, like, 3-4 players to freshen the league up a wee bit and come and do something fucking...
And there's nice superstars in the Premier League right now.
Well, Aguero's older now.
Salah and De Bruyne, maybe.
Who would you say, in the Premier League, you could properly class as world class?
De Bruyne.
Aguero when he's fully fit.
Mm-hmm.
Kane?
Aye.
Would you put Bale in there if he was fully fit? No. So what, maybe four?
There's maybe sort of Van Dijk.
Five. Fernandes? Not really done it in...
Not yet.
Five.
Aye.
I would like to see him, but I think we said that obviously last week, Mbappe and Haaland. I'd love to see them in the Premier League, man. But I think we'll be waiting on a couple.
I don't want to see it. I think just stay with them. Or go to... I'd like to see Mbappe in Spain. I think Haaland should stay in.
Fucking mate, I've just pure boredom of in Barca now, man.
I know.
Yeah, the guys are fucking about them. And that's just covered the Premier League. We'll go into Scottish football. And I think we said it on the way here, mate. It's been a bit quiet, hasn't it?
Normally you've got
pure massive talking points.
For Scottish football standards.
I know, it's normally about 5 or 6 of them.
It's been pretty quiet.
But obviously, I think to be recorded, what was it, last Thursday we recorded?
Yeah.
Obviously, that night Rangers played Antwerp 5-2-1. Morelos winner, going to assists, and he was back to his best. Did you catch the game?
I had it on.
He was good, wasn't he, Morelos?
Aye.
Mate, that's what I'm saying. Like,
he
see,
seems to turn up in the games.
See that Morelos we witnessed, that's the boy you would say is worth 20 million. Like, see when him and Edward were both going at it, that's the boy you would say who's worth that amount of money.
Yeah.
But I think, see since the turn of the year, I think he has been pretty good. He does. I think I seen a stat, right? It was Europa League tweeted that. See, since 2009, only Adoriz has scored more goals than Morelos.
Aye.
That's pretty fucking good, mate, considering all the, like, Falcao and all that I've played in.
Does that include qualifiers?
Well, I think they said Morelos was in 27, so...
Maybe skews the stats a wee bit,
but mate, even qualifiers, like, you've still got to.
I know, but
bang them in.
He's he does turn up in those games.
I think you see Kent's goal, the build up for that, that was brilliant, man. Because mate, you always look at Manuel's back, where's he turn the pace, and he fucking
I think I said that to you at the time. I don't think I've ever seen him sprint.
Mate, he has got the pace. I think it was still disappointing conceding goals to Antwerp, man. They're probably the worst team we've played. Obviously, if you get to the last set of the Europa, you're a good team, but all the teams we've played, we shouldn't be conceding, what was it, 3-5 goals over 2 legs to them.
I'm not convinced by them. I don't know how they beat Spurs.
Mate, probably because of that, what was it, Rafailov? He's a good player, isn't he, man? 35-year-old, I thought he was younger than that, man.
He's good.
He was a good player. Obviously, in the draw, Slavia Prague in the last 16. How far do you think could... If you were a Rangers fan, would you have wanted them? I think the teams that people are saying were maybe Prague, Granada and Molde.
I don't think they were. I think people maybe...
I'll tell you right now, some Rangers fans are unless, mate.
They're a good team and they're a young and up-and-coming team.
Like I said, they put Leicester at.
Aye.
With a team like Vardy, Tielemans and all that.
They're a good team. I think they were kind of mid. I don't think they were in the... upper tier of who you'd want. I don't think the one.
See, when I was watching the draw, right? I genuinely want an English team just to kind of get it up English pundits to prove that we could go and do it against an English team.
Like that Arsenal, you'd beat Arsenal, neighbour.
This is a bit of the teams, they're only good going forward. Mate, Man United, Morelos against Maguire. I'm sorry, I'm not. Morelos swings him about like a ragdoll, right? But I did want an English team, but the three you would have probably wanted were. Because, mate, I think I said to you, like, see teams like Zagreb and Kiev, I wouldn't fancy playing against their teams.
I would rather them than Prague.
Zagreb? See, for me, I think it's just the travelling side of things. See, going to Ukraine and that. I think that's always been the pure...
I would rather them than Prague. I think Prague have just got this kind of dangerous feel about them that you'd... And that boy's Seymour.
I think the plus we've got is we're away in the first leg. Maybe try and get a few away goals.
Watching your defence...
Mate,
do you know what else? Prague play very similar to yours, so it's going to be a wee
it's going to be weird, that.
It's going to be tit for tat.
Jink, because... See if you were setting either team up, right? You're in the last 16. You both play kind of similar styles. Would you be cautious or would you just go for it?
I think both managers will just stick with what they know.
Do you think so?
I think it will come down to whoever's front three plays the best.
Mate, I said to you, I think it was Murray... See if Morelos had you and Morelos performed the way he did in that second leg.
Morelos's?
What?
He said Morelos twice.
Kent had you Morelos.
I thought he said Morelos twice.
No.
I'm sure he did.
I might have done.
We'll listen to that.
But I mean, if Kent had you and Morelos play the way they did in the second leg, I would feel confident they'll get through that. Let's be honest, right? Regardless of whether you're a Rangers Celtic fan or a Sport English team, Morelos up against MD in Europe is a handful for MD. He could take that back 3-4 he's himself.
Their front three are good.
But that's what I'm saying. I think they can't be half-arsed. They've got to proper be at it to get.
And do you know what, I think I could be completely wrong here, but I watched them against Leicester, and I think their front three might pin your full-backs. And your full-backs are a big part. They're not. I know you've kind of no so much relying on them in the second half of the season, but I think they could. There's a boy Seymour. When I say he's good.
Is that the one that scored the goal?
Aye.
The bottom corner?
Aye. He is good, man. And I think Barisic, that will just be his job. Just watch, because he plays right wing.
Aye.
Just look after him.
But I think if that's the case, they'll probably double up, because it's normally either Hank Jack's meant to be back for next week and Tav as well. That'll probably be Kamara's. Whoever's sitting on the left, what did you say, right wing he was playing?
Aye.
So whoever's sitting on the left hand side of the three in the midfield, they'll probably double up them, I reckon, if that's the case.
A left wing and a striker, good and all, but
I mean, that's what I think you've got. You don't want to just stick to looking at one player.
They use a full, like I said, the player that use, they use their fullbacks and they get balls in the box, and they've got players that will go and attack the ball. I think it will be a
good game, by the way.
See, whatever, like, from a neutral, no, but I've always been a big Slavia Prague fan obviously, so I'll be cheering them.
Get your scarf.
they're the team I'd want to see play, because these are quite similar in style. I think it will be, do you know, and it could turn out to be a snooze fest, because it's just
it's not going to be it's going to be a shocker, or it's just going to be goals galore, I think.
It'll be a good game. I'm quite looking forward to it. I do think you should get through it, but I think people see, I think some fans are being a bit reckless.
No, I know, because see, when I seen the draw get made and I went on the Twitter, probably the first two ones I seen were just saying easy. I'm like, no, don't say that, because they've literally just put the third best team this season in the Premier League. You can't just say that. But see if they do get through.
Well, I was saying, but it was like Leicester. You could probably see Leicester with a better team. I think Carragher's just good at what they do.
See, I think Kent said at the start of the season, obviously they wanted to go one better than what they did last season, which was the last 16. If they do get the quarters, would you just go out for it? Because you're only another couple of rounds away from
it.
Why not? I think the plus as well is, see the way the draws have went, there will be a few big teams probably going out.
Yeah.
United, Milan go to each other. Arsenal, Olympiacos, who get Arsenal get put off from last season. Shakhtar, Roma. So they could have a chance, actually.
Maybe.
I think it's probably a more, obviously we get Leverkusen last season. That was just a fucking joke, man. So
I think this will be your toughest test this season.
I think that'll be our biggest. Definitely, I wouldn't say the biggest game of the season, but it'll be definitely the hardest, I think. But obviously coming out of last night as well. 1-0 win against Livy. One step closer to the title, man. Mate, I don't know why. I've seen a lot of fans saying this as well, right? Mate, I actually thought I was going to bust the green when they scored that goal. Mate, I've seen a lot of fans saying it as well. It just felt like a pure... I don't know how to say it. It felt like a pure pressure just get lifted off you. I don't know, because it's so getting so close. I don't know why, because the Old Firm games were bigger than that, but it just felt like a pure release getting that goal. I don't know why. It felt pure weird, because I think games against Livy in the past we've been shit. We've not even created chances. I think we created quite a few. Then obviously get a goal. I think we see what you said about Barisic and Tavernier there. I mean, I can't mind Barisic put a cross in last night.
Nah,
I genuinely don't remember one. Which is, you probably have to give credit to Livy for that, didn't you?
They play with their fullbacks, didn't they?
Like
their wingbacks.
Obviously then Morelos pops up with a goal.
It's a bit of a scrappy goal, but you can kind of see it coming. Like, the amount of times I've said to you this season, you just see when things are going your way, they're just going your way.
But see the stuff we... That's probably one of the biggest talking points in Scottish football this week. The yellow card for Morelos is not a dive for me.
Oh, it's a blatant dive.
I seen it coming, man. There's contact. The contact's there.
That's a penalty. I don't want to say he brings it on himself, but does his personality precede them sometimes?
But that's if that's that shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. But if that's Stephen Davis, is that a dive?
But then would you say, is that then people just treating Morelos differently then? That's shocking, man. Like, you can't.
It is, but I'm just asking. Is that, if that's Stephen Davis?
But it's not as if, like, I think we've all seen Morelos in the past. Sometimes he's maybe been a bit theatrical. You can't know, just say, you can't just be like, ask Morelos, I'm not getting that penalty.
It's unconscious bias, but see if in a ref's mind, you know he's bad for it, then I'm sure we've seen it happen with Sinclair before he left. There's a few that maybe he's went done a bit easy, and then you've seen ones that he actually got taken out and he gets done for diving.
But I think, but John,
do you think if that's Stephen Davis, do you think the penalty's given?
Honestly, I'm not just saying this, no, because it's John Beaton. Mate, he's had some howlers over the years, right? Then I think he went and had like 5 minutes of madness. Like, Gerrard rightly so got booked for that because of what he said. But mate, if you actually watch the video, mate, Gerrard's walking away and he just gives him a second yellow.
I think he keeps going.
No, he says what he says, right? He gets booked, he walks away, he turns around and says something, right? But then a good 10, 12 seconds passes and he's walking his back towards Beaton. And
it's
a yellow one comes
been
out.
When he's turned around and said the other thing.
Like, he didn't help himself beating, didn't that?
Sending Gerrard off? Or?
No, I don't mean send them off, but like, what's with the... There's a 12-second gap between him getting the first one. Like, I don't get it.
There was players not around him, I know.
Did you see the phone mate who sat and got him, gave him a bottle of water just to pure put him off, give him the yellow card? I love that.
Yeah.
But
I think they... I can see why Gerrard was protesting, but he shouldn't be, like,
I can see why he was annoyed,
just
man.
Take the yellow card and fucking walk away.
See, I wasn't surprised that Beaton gave it to be fair.
At
sink.
Least he's shite across
mate, he's up there with one of the worst. Bank, is it a two-match ban he'll probably get?
Gerrard?
I think he will appeal it, but so he can be in the stand. But what happens, see if you appeal it and it gets declined, do you get an extra one?
I don't think so.
I think he will appeal it just so he's in the dugout for the Old Firm. But somebody, I seen somebody saying, but that would stop him celebrating, like, say if we won at a Parkhead, that would stop him celebrating in the pitch, Matt. Let's be honest, there's no chance he's not no coming on that pitch.
Who's
somebody going to stand the pitch, Matt? Well, you hold on there.
You need to sit up there.
Sit up in that stand. but, nah. Obviously, one step closer to it, man. Fucking. I still keep seeing it, mate. And be brutally honest with me, I still keep seeing Celtic fans saying that this is an average Rangers team. That, brutally honest, that they are talking shit, didn't they? Well, I know they're talking shit.
They're not an average team. I think
conceded 9 goals in all competitions.
They're not as good as some people think. They're not as bad as some Rangers fans think. They're not as bad as some Celtic fans think. Are they better than Rodgers' side? No.
If the debate will be there, if they do go, I don't mean an invincible season because they obviously get beat Aston Villa League Cup. But if they do go through the league campaign and not getting beat, the debate will be then up. It'll be then for debate for people to say who's better. And I don't think it would be a bad debate to have, but until that point comes, then
I know
you can't debate it. But some of this average team, I'm like,
nah.
I think I said it before, that's like me turning and saying to that Rodgers team, that's average, by the way, just because I'm at Rangers.
I think it'll be easier to judge next season. You can have an astounding season.
Aye.
Look at Sheffield United last year compared to that. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's
Liverpool as well. Also went and won the title.
That's maybe where it's.
I'm gonna get gauged.
I think I would. I don't think you're a bad side, but I think Rangers are. They look really good this season, but.
Is it just one of these ones you're just like going to end the season now?
Well, I see you all the time. See, when I speak about Celtic, I don't talk about it. I just, all I'm looking forward is next season.
Aye, right. We'll move on for Rangers. Obviously had the. Big game of the weekend, Scottish Cup final, Scottish League Cup final. St Johnston 1-0. I thought it was pretty poor, Bolivia.
Aye. But we all knew it was going to come crashing down at some point, and that they're about 4 games now without a win, maybe 5.
I was just a bit surprised. Like, see the amount of set pieces had in the last half hour, and it hit the first man. You don't sort of associate that with Bolivia. That gets put right in the keeper, and they get something for it.
Maybe the pressure just got to them, or.
It was weird watching it, because I'm like, this doesn't look like a. It actually felt like a Gary Holt Livy team watching that one at the weekend. It didn't feel like a Martindale one.
I think St Johnston contend them well, but.
Big Sean Rooney going up and down that right hand side, mate. Fucking hell.
Some engine on him, didn't
it? Big Haaland. Up and down there, man.
Bellshill Gaffer.
But, mate, see the goal he scored? Mate, that John Guthrie set pieces is a fucking strong boy, mate. He just literally, Rooney's like, right, fucking, you're not moving anywhere near me. It was a good heather.
Makes you see all the Celtic fans wanting him for next season.
Get O'Donnell in as well. Declan Gallagher. Ross is not having that, is he?
Oh, no wonder, but.
He's 30 years old or something, man. You've got to go for a bit better.
A bit better? That's significantly better, I'd like to think.
Definitely Gallagher. But I think, see, St Johnston, like, I think a lot of people doubted him at the start of the season. Fair play to him, man.
I think he's taking them.
Oh, you fucker, man.
Dafty. I think he's taking them places.
I think I said to you before we started, I don't think they will get top 6 this season, but definitely next season they'll get.
Can they challenge for a.
A third spot, I wouldn't say third, but definitely 4th, 5th. I think they could go for.
Fair play to them. That's if they keep their players on.
What you can imagine, Rooney, somebody will be sniffing about him. That Ali McCann will probably go right.
Aye, he'll go.
I seen he was linked to you a couple of months ago, but I wouldn't see him getting in a Celtic team. To be fair, Chris Kane as well held the ball up well for.
But they were on the counter attack and they completely fucked
it. Why were they playing Marvin Bartley so high up? No, was he not playing defence? I don't even know where the fuck he was playing.
He just seemed to be chasing it. He looked knackered after about 70 minutes and he was just kind of jogging about
last,
the midfield.
When I watched the cup final, I'm sure did they not move him into midfield later on in the game, like 20 minutes ago? But when I watched him in the Rangers game last night, mate, he was almost like a number 10.
That's weird.
But what I associate with him when he played with Hibs, just sitting in the front of the back four, just breaking up.
I remember St Johnson were kind of knocking the ball about the halfway line, and he was chasing it side to side, and I was like, what's he doing there?
Marvin Bartley's not got a license to be chasing people fucking side to side, man.
But
good on St Johnson. I think definitely it's a successful season for them. We've got a trophy, so I'd definitely say top six next season.
Good on them.
Moving on, big John Kennedy gets his first win in interim charge. Is this the one you said you fell asleep in the second half?
I fell asleep watching it. Is that how bad it was?
It's genuinely nothing changed since like.
I'm not going to lie, I was really, really disappointed. See when I saw the lineup.
See when I seen Brown, I thought.
And I fucking the Diamonds, it's just no. I'm not having it. I thought he was going to go back to a 4-2-3-1, and he did the last 20 minutes.
Why is Soro not playing again?
I don't understand. Mate, there's stats.
Oh, this is you getting round up, man.
There's stats to back up. Like, aye. Brown is not. He doesn't really break up attacks. Really, if I'm
could you play. See if you were playing a 4-2-3. No, I was going to say, could you play Brown and McGregor? Brown and Soderegal, but where would McGregor play?
You maybe can just drop McGregor. He's not having an impact.
Could you play McGregor as a 10?
You could, aye. I don't think
that's a bad shout, because could you play Brown? I think, see if Brown and Soro played together, I think Brown wouldn't look as bad because he's got Soro with legs beside him.
But it's just, if you're a midfielder, you want to impact the game. And I look and I'm like, Brown, for a defensive midfielder, he doesn't really cut out many passing lanes, or he's not got the legs of a Ryan Jack where he's covering everyone. See if you look at his stats compared to Soro's. Every pass is fucking sideways or backwards.
That's also my fullback.
And you're like, what is the purpose of you being there?
Aye.
The defender could take the ball and do that.
This is what I meant to you when I said, obviously, when we, where was it, Lennon got sacked last week, or resigned, whatever it was. This is what I was meaning when I said to you, what's the point of having Kennedy?
He was going to change it, and maybe we'll see it.
The only thing he changed was that Clamala started.
Aye.
No, was it?
We'll maybe see it on Saturday. I know, and we're still playing with about fucking six number tens.
Here's a question for you, right? I seen a Celtic fan on Twitter saying, I can't believe it's got for 9 in a row to actually wanting us to get beat after Dundee United so they don't win the league at Parkhead.
I'm not really interested.
Do you really care about that shit?
I'm really interested, but I'd rather just win the game.
That's a bit of a shitty attitude. You obviously want to win every game.
I know.
Why would your attitude not be like, we'll beat Dundee to them and go and beat Rangers?
Aye.
Instead of just saying, nah, I don't want to.
You play football to win, I'd rather win the game.
Yeah, mate, do you want to go out on Saturday and drop points?
I know. I've got to say, that you obviously brought up the young boy, can't even mind his name now. I hadn't even heard of the boy.
I think I've seen his name on the bench, I can't.
But I was so. See, when I seen it.
Disappointed.
I was just like, oh, seriously, man.
That was the reason behind my point. Like, I didn't see him change anything, so why not just fucking. I know I've seen him use odd, like, kind of odds on the bookies. He's not getting that job, right? Who's taking it? Like, there's got to be. You've got to be having some movement, surely.
They're in the background. This season is done. They're talking about. But if they go out and win the Scottish Cup.
I seen that boy Webb and Howe getting linked to it. Obviously, Webb is the director and Howe is the manager.
Aye, was it Huddersfield or something? Was his most recent one?
I think Howe's first choice would probably be Premier League. I can't imagine it being. No, that it wouldn't be interesting in a Celtic job, but I just.
Palace or Newcastle or something, but would you want to go to them over Celtic?
He's very overrated for me, Howe. Because he's English.
He's done a really good job. I mean, he took them through what league to. To a solid Premier League.
You look at last season, they were fucking poor.
Aye.
Very bad.
I think the next job will be telling for him. But I just want to see. I'm just going to let it happen, and then I don't really. The only preference I have is we bring in a coach, a proper coach, somebody with modern ideas. And I saw fucking people talking about Mick McCarthy. He signed a 2.5 year deal with Cardiff. I know, but hell,
that's
man.
Not a way to be gone, man.
There's somebody on Twitter and all that, Roy Keane.
Roy Keane would only work for 6 months to get a bit of a rock up somebody's ass.
It's fucking.
It's only way that'd work.
Beggar's belief. Look, what are people's ambitions for this fucking team? But anyway, I'm really. Maybe it's just been because they didn't have enough time with them. And we've got Dundee United at the weekend.
It's a tough game, man. I think they done well the first game.
I just hope he changes it and puts his stamp on it. Like you said, But what was the point in sacking Lennon if nothing changes?
That's what I meant, man. But at least it was 3 points, man. That's all you can really ask for. Isn't it?
But that second half, mate.
Bad.
Oh, genuinely, I was watching it and I just conked it. It was only for a couple of minutes, but it was seriously that boring.
That's bad when you're falling asleep and your own team's fucking prolonged.
I think I slept about 12 hours a night before. I know.
Just, you fucking sleep, man.
It was really poor. It was and our decision making in the final third is still
shite.
Oh,
we know the pressure anymore. Going to the bottom three, 1 point separates the bottom three. Hamilton 12th, Kill 11th, County 10th. Hamilton obviously
here they come.
Conceded an 87th minute equaliser last night.
Mate,
St Johnstone were playing.
Oh fuck
me! Mate, I don't actually know. I keep changing my mind.
You know what Hamilton are going to fucking do now?
They're going to do it. I'm
just going to shoot.
But mate, like I said, I like Brian Rice and John Hughes. I don't want them to go down. Because I admire them if they actually want to play football.
Mm-hmm. Chink Tommy Wright was still on it, Kelly, if they go to the league.
Aye, I can't imagine him leaving.
No.
But would they want him as the champion? I think he's not a championship manager. I think he could have got a better job than Kelly, I think. Mm-hmm. I think he could have got a job doing. I was a bit surprised at that. Because he was obviously linked to the Northern Ireland job. And I'm like, bit odd, great name, but.
But he's going to get offered down south, a fucking. League, a Scunthorpe or something.
League 2 job or something, League 1. But. Who are you picking? Who did I say? I think I've changed my mind about a million times.
I think I said Hamilton and County.
I think I'll. But mate, it's hard to judge because seeing the split happens, they're all playing each other.
Aye. I think I'll just stick with Hamilton and County because that's kind of what I said.
Nah, I'll go with Hamilton actually. Hamilton are good, but that's just finished in Scottish football. I think you were one
of League 1 and League 2.
League 1. Oh aye, the reconstruction. Not the reconstruction.
No, but I think that's positive. Back. I think it's, but hopefully it's a step in the right direction to a wee bit of normality. So I think the plan is to play 22 games.
I 27 down to 22, but still have a split.
Yeah.
There was no need to cancel that season. No need for me. What the fuck was the point?
I know, if they...
Mate, the championship sides literally said they would test their... I know like they were playing, but... League 1 and League 2 could have still tested their players.
Aye.
There was no need whatsoever to stop that.
I know.
I'm struggling to find an argument to say, oh, they stopped. Obviously, COVID, like, don't want fucking people getting it, but the championship, like, there's probably teams doing the bottom of the championship that are probably in the same budget as teams up the top of League One.
Exactly.
So what the fuck difference does it make?
Exactly. I know, but at the end of the day, we're starting again.
Aye. Jin came. Obviously, that was only down to League Two and the Highland League as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Giant like juniors, and if they're done there, I'll start again.
Oh, she was talking about accelerating things getting back. So hopefully in the next few weeks you do start to see things kind of opening back up. And
you
seen
about your head, you're always just like, something's going to happen. I know. Again, man. It was just spoken about.
I saw the news. We've got some fucking Brazilian strain of COVID or something.
Like, oh. Mate, see all that fucking that Boris Johnson roadmap 21st of June. 20th of June, like 10 to 12 at night, there's going to be like fucking mad Ugandan wild.
I know. People keep saying that, but that's not for us.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Well, I can't wait to get back to the pubs, mate. Well, you're not going to get back to a pub. Anyway.
Aye, it's not going to be, but.
Fannies, man.
Either way, I think it's a positive step.
It's good that it's a bit. If I'm not League One or League Two, if I'm not Highland League. If she comes out and says, like, juniors and amateurs, I'll see that as positive news.
Mm. It's still in the right direction, but.
I think obviously I said to you last week, I think obviously the amateurs, there was talk I did in like a summer league, just playing every day once.
Mm-hmm.
Even at that, mate, I'd love a summer league, mate. How many times have you always wanted
football?
To
I know.
Good weather, I know.
I know. I hope to see that and offer the youth football.
Aye.
I hope that's what they do.
But see, like...
Or just tourneys.
See, like, proper league guys, tourneys. Are they still being trained in that?
No. They,
just everything's still...
So they can, up to under-17s or up to... 18-year-olds and 17-year-olds and under can start in the next week, the week after next. And
it's
then
into how fucking that's been a year, man.
I know.
And we're still.
I know it's shite and fucking.
I don't know.
Especially with the football season, you pure miss it, don't you? Obviously you've got your training. We train 2 nights a week, and then your game. And it's this stop start push. You start to get a wee rhythm, and
mate,
then
that was the thing. Like, see, I proper missed it, man. Cause see, I think we always think I said last week we started pre-season back mid July. Then it was 3 months before we had our first game. It wasn't until the second game. Oh, fucking shock, I got injured, man. When after the after, you know, I can't even say it was Mohamed. It was fucking something, man. But see, towards the end of that half of the second game, you actually start to feel a bit more fit.
Mm-hmm.
Then, oh, football stopped again.
I know. I know.
Like, what the fuck's the point? What a shite, man.
I know. I'm missing it, man. So hopefully,
we actually, like, see having training on Wednesday to split your week up, then a game this Saturday, going back to the pub for a pint and out on a Saturday night, mate. Oh. That, see that to peeps, people think that's shite, but it's really no shite. Like, to some people, that is like fucking.
I know. That is, so that good, is what you look forward to.
Nah, no, mate.
But
hopefully, we can't be the only ones in, oh, on that boat. Mate. And there'll be people like juniors that go and support the local junior team.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
And
I think they're missing a lot because they think they rely on a lot of their fans getting in.
So,
but
it's a step. It's not much, but I'll take it.
Oh, God, I see the thought of a summer league. That's
get you all going.
Getting me all going, man. Getting me all flustered. Hey, Mike, you were wanting to touch on Ligue 1.
It's the only fucking exciting league in Europe.
Because obviously, what, England run away with Scotland, that was fucking done about 2 months ago. Probably longer.
At Germany. Least, though.
Germany's not too bad. The Bundesliga. I still think Bayern will win it. But who's it? Lille are sitting top.
Aye.
And
obviously we would get them in the Europa League.
Oh, here we go. It's a conspiracy. I still fancy PSG to win that, man.
So what's that? Lille have only been beat twice.
I still fancy PSG. I still think they'll have too much.
Mad Monaco, I know.
Monaco were the last team to win it, weren't they? Outside PSG.
Aye.
Like Falcao and all that. Nah, PSG for me, mate. Lille have also got a fucking class team, man. But PSG will do it. Imagine Pochettino going there and no win the league.
Mate, I've seen him earlier and he's had like one of the worst runs like of his first so many games since fucking way back when.
Aye.
I hope he'll do it. I hope.
But just so you can turn around and be like, oh, we fucking had them.
Partly aye, but no. Partly just because it's just different. They beat Marseille. Beat Marseille 2-0 last night.
Wonder how Jam's getting on, man.
He was hauled off at half time.
Is he?
Aye.
Oh, he's having a fucking shocker, man.
I think there's a.
Previous boss is no half. Is he still. No, he's not there.
No. So. There was like French outlets saying, like rating him, saying not worth getting the coach sacked.
Oh, mate, that must be gutting looking at that. But he's probably sitting there in about 40 grand. What a hat. Fucking don't care.
Strasbourg beat Monaco last night, so that's him probably fell at it.
Nah, I'm still. It'd be nice to see somebody different for PSG, but I think.
Look at Lille. 23 shots last night against Marseille.
But I think that went down. That was quite tight, Bucks. I'm sure. Was that no 0-0 for quite. Or was this an argument?
Aye, 90th and 92nd minute they scored.
Dirty bastards.
Aye, you say that, but look at the stats.
Aye, I know it. Backs him up.
And also, that Jonathan David is starting to find a bit of form.
I've seen that, man.
Iconi player.
Obviously, we've got
where? He's been starting.
Who's the two midfielders? There was one in the map you're late. Wasn't he Sanchez, don't
that know. Andre?
No, it was an odd boy. Who's on the bench? I think it was Sumari, that boy.
Oh,
that
aye.
He was going to delight him when he played against us. I think somebody tried to bat them off the ball and he just pure bounced off. He's a fucking move, man.
Mate, they're strong all over. Fontes, mate, he's class with him. And that Botman. Good. They're really strong. I'm not
probably
sure.
Probably the Serie A as well, mate. AC Milan fucked it.
Aye, I know.
They've totally flumped it, man.
But it's good. Who's stopping now? Inter?
I think they could go quite far ahead. Well, with a game in hand.
They're playing the now.
Aye. I like seeing this, but like Inter and AC back.
Ah, it's good, isn't it?
It's they've just been fucking Juve every year.
Atalanta, man, they've had a good.
Napoli as well, mate. See, Gattuso, man, he's pure. When he mess with the guy, man, but he's. They've pure tailed off.
Look at Inter's form.
I've seen that Gattuso linked with the Celtic. Did you go, Matt? As if he's.
Where did you see that?
Danny named it out, the fucking. Didn't he name the paper?
Yeah, I think
it's between one or two, so.
They don't even deserve
it. I think you could fucking guess who it is. But it's nice to see some of the European leagues actually having a bit of fucking entertainment rather than. I'm not saying that to the Scotland because I'm fucking thoroughly enjoying it, man. But
Ronaldo, top goal scorer.
A shock.
I know. That Muriel,
mate. Oh, mate, that as well, isn't it? That Pirelli not going to be the sponsors.
I know.
First time in 27, mate, some of their kits, man. Unbelievable.
Did I see Ross or something saying that he thought it was Pirelli?
No, Michael.
What?
Pirelli. wee Farrelly Williams.
It will be a sad day.
Aye, but
some of their kits
will do. I think last season, but was it this season or last season? The ones get like the kind of white collar, the sleeves. I like that one.
I mean, their trackies back in the day, I know. Their trackies
were
nice.
One. It was always the I had the Valencia.
I like the Valencia.
I had a Valencia grey trackie, but I had a Valencia orange top and all, man.
I like the Valencia.
Everyone always had the Marseille one, but I don't know. I went Valencia.
I had a Marseille one.
Ross has still got that Marseille. He kicks about.
All black with like the light blue. Oh. No, I was on it. I had a Benfica one, I know.
What?
Aye.
You only get away with that these days, man. Imagine cutting a bit of fucking.
I mean, my mum and dad went to Portugal and brought me back a Benfica tap, didn't know who they were.
I've had a Porto top once.
Who is the boy?
Fuck knows why. That's what.
Who's the attacking midfielder that played with Benfica back in the days? And he was.
Pablo Aimar.
No, before. Rui Costa?
Might have been.
Did he play? Aye.
Mate, see when I was a wee guy, mate, see them at a fucking football top, so I had a pure random. Why the fuck did I hold them? I actually think I had a Portsmouth top at one point.
With a fucking Kanu on the back.
Nadir Bilhaj.
Jesus.
Balled up in the left. Oh, that's superb, mate. We've absolutely waffled them, man.
I've been on poor form today, man.
We've absolutely waffled on, man.
Something like big Kevin Volland and Ben Yedder. Monaco have a good... Did they have a good team?
Aye. But...
Who are you having for... We've not spoken about Champions League. Have they?
Bayern. Aye. Audi. They'll win that. They will scud City, mark my words. If I get them. They will spank City's wee arses.
What's that? Who did that Atletico get again? They got an English team, didn't
Chelsea.
They?
Chelsea.
Chelsea.
It was 1-0 with Chelsea. Giroud scored. Nah, but mate, Bayern, no. Excusing it. Tell me. It'll be a 2 in a row for them.
We'll see.
Mark my words. Aye.
We'll see. I'm not gonna say it yet.
Aye. That's us for this week. I think we've waffled going off. That's a problem. Fucking shut up,
that
man.
That was terrible, man.
Ah, but
I could be back. I will be back stronger. Or we'll be back with a cracker on probably Monday or whenever it goes.
Oh, we need to touch on that, man. Still but, disappointed again.
You mean disappointed?
You're not coming back, when you?
Outraged. How have I not been given one?
Mate, I am sticking by that. Liverpool's the best title on the side.
Never. No way.
But just a wee shout out to Andrew for coming on it. Because, mate, some of the stats he was pulling, I was like, what the fuck, man?
I know.
Fucking done me with a few
probably
stats.
Probably be back on next week and also.
Aye. But fair play to him, man, because I think there was one stat that came out, but I can't remember what it was. I was like, oh, fuck.
Aye.
I'm
no, he done well, especially at short notice.
But cheers, Ross, for giving me, so what's that, 2 I've got now? You're still 88, man.
Terrible. That, mate, the only reason Ross has done that because he's not got one yet. 100%.
See you next week. Is it you? Who's the judge next week? Can't mind.
I think it might be me.
But see if you're a judge, you're back, right, Ross. You're not getting it.
You're not getting it either, so well done, Andrew, on the tracker.
Aye. But anyway, we'll wrap it up there. And thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed that one, seeing as we waffled, but we'll be back next week for a brand new episode. So thank you very much, and good night.
Cheers.